Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Lions back off the bye this week. They'll host the Minnesota Vikings. J.J. McCarthy, expecting to start for those Vikings. Joining us this week, Ross Tucker, as he does every Thursday. He's our Odyssey NFL insider. Check out the Ross Tucker Football Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Ross, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Oh, we're doing all right. Happy Halloween. What are the kids dressing up as?
My younger one is a Starbucks barista. My older one is a fairy because I think her other two friends from school are fairies. So they're three little, I don't know, tooth fairies or something together. My wife and I actually have two games this weekend. I'm doing Army at Air Force Saturday and then Chargers Titans Sunday, both for CBS. So I won't be doing any of the trick-or-treating stuff, unfortunately, but at I was able to go to a Halloween party last weekend. My wife and I were 6'7". You know that 6'7" thing?
Yes, if anyone has kids or anyone's around kids, we know the whole 6'7". And you, I hope you're doing the hands at the same time
Ross, Ross, thank you for doing your part to hopefully make it cringe enough to get the kids to stop doing it.
Well, two things, Jim. First of all, it's the easiest costume of all time. I wore a t-shirt that said 6. My wife wore a t-shirt that said 7. She's like, do you want to just do that? And I was like, yes, that sounds amazing. And then secondly, I am making it my mission to single-handedly end this thing because it can't be cool to kids if your dad is saying it and doing it all the time. So I do it any chance I have. Any trade in the NFL, I'm like, oh, it's a 6'7" swap, or any, no matter what, I am trying to do it.
I love it.
I mean, I'm right there with you. My daughter's the same way, and every time I do it, they're like, okay, Dad, that's enough. So, hey, let's talk a little football. J.J. McCarthy is obviously coming to town. He's going to be his first start. Do you think they were holding off because he wasn't ready, and what do you expect when he does go under center?
Well, I would love to hear, obviously, I know, John, you know him very well from his time at Michigan. I'm sure everybody up there loves him with the national championship. I find the entire situation to be fascinating. I really do. I mean, just to recap for Lions fans, and this is the first time. Oh, no, did you guys already play them or no?
No, no, this is the first time.
Okay. So, you know, this offseason, they tried to bring Sam Darnold back, but they really just wanted him until they knew McCarthy was ready to go or whatever. And Darnold felt that. And Darnold got a better offer from Seattle, so he went there. But the Vikings wanted to bring Darnold back. The thing that's even more interesting is that on my show, the Ross Tucker Football Podcast, Tom Pelissero from NFL Network reported that the Vikings had actually offered Daniel Jones more guaranteed money than the Colts did. So this isn't like huge dollars, right? But Daniel Jones got over $13 million guaranteed from the Colts, which means the Vikings offer Daniel Jones over $14 million guaranteed. That is very rare for a guy as a backup quarterback. Very rare.
So it calls into question how much do they actually believe in JJ, right?
Well, I think they believe in him, but I think, you know, he was coming off the injury. They weren't sure how he would respond, and I think they wanted another option just in case. And the reality is, Jim, he played two games, and in those two games, he had one good quarter, and that was the fourth quarter against the Bears. Mm-hmm. He didn't look very good. And so they put in Wentz, who'd only been there for a couple weeks. McCarthy has the ankle sprain. I mean, he just had a 6 weeks off or seven, six, seven.
Six, seven.
He had six or seven weeks off with a high ankle sprain. Just so you know, Jim, I think I played with John when he had a high ankle sprain, and he missed zero games. Zero. He taped it up and, like, got spatted and played. The craziest thing about it is I called the Vikings game last Thursday night for Westwood One. I was out in L.A. Mm-hmm. There's a play that goes out of bounds, okay? You guys can find this.
I know. I saw it.
And Jefferson goes out of bounds, and he rolls up on McCarthy, who jumps up over Jefferson to not get hurt, land, and is making, like, this first down signal. Meanwhile, Wentz has a dislocated shoulder that he needs season-ending surgery on. So, like, this whole thing, like, let's put it this way. J.J. McCarthy's ankle was a heck of a lot healthier last Thursday night than Wentz's shoulder was. The Vikings kind of dragged this thing out as long as they can. I don't know if they would verbalize this, but I think deep down in places maybe they don't want to admit, I think they're petrified that maybe he's not the guy and or not ready, because they spent a lot of money to bring in Hargrave and Jonathan Allen on the D-line, Fries and Kelly on the O-line. I mean, I think they really thought, hey, we got a really good team. We won 14 games last year, and we got a quarterback on a rookie contract. It's go time. But they're running out of time for this year, and I think they're a little bit nervous about what they have in McCarthy. And I don't know there's any quarterback that has more pressure on them the rest of this year than him, because if he doesn't at least show improvement, I don't really know where that would put the Vikings this offseason.
Yeah, and I think the line on this game is somewhere around 6 or 7.
8.5, John. Come on.
It's 8.5.
I know. I'm trying to set you up
fishing
here. Yeah. So, I mean, looking at this game, and obviously on the heels of Hutch signing a mega contract yesterday, your thoughts on Brad Holmes and the job that he is doing in signing guys early, continuing to build this roster, and managing the salary cap?
Well, I love Brad Holmes. He's a top five GM with what he's done. It's so funny because I just recorded the Ross Tucker football podcast for today. And I was just talking with my guy, Greg Cosell, and we were laughing. Do you realize that last year, Jahmyr Gibbs had 330 yards and 6 touchdowns in the 2 games against the Vikings? 330 yards. I don't know how much was receiving,
great.
How much was rushing, yeah. But 330 yards and 6 touchdowns. And Greg and I were just laughing about the fact people were so up in arms when the Lions took him number 12. And then later in the first round, they take Jack Campbell, and people are like, these guys are idiots. How do you take a running back and a linebacker in the first round? What are they doing? I mean, what they're doing is they're drafting their you-know-what off. And then what, to me, the Lions right now are following the Eagles model, which is draft well, and then if you draft well and you identify, okay, this is a core guy, the earlier you sign him, the better, because you tack on those years to the rookie contract. So Hutch still has, you know, the rest of this year, and he's got that fifth-year option. So they're tacking these extra years on. It makes it a lot easier to spread out the cap over those. They're really doing it for Hutch over, like, 6 years. Even though it's a four-year deal, they can spread the cap pain, pain over the next 5.5 years. The fascinating thing there is that Hutch made more money by getting hurt. You almost never say that, but they would have signed him to a deal like the day after last season ended if he was fully healthy. But because of the injury, I think that they wanted to, you know, make sure he was healthy, come back. And you know what McCartney, his agent, did? Hey, wait till Myles Garrett signs, wait till Watt signs, and then especially wait till Micah Parsons signs. In a weird way, Hutchinson getting hurt made him money.
Trade deadline, Tuesday. What should Lions fans look for with Tuesday?
You know, probably I would think that they'd be in the market for another, just another edge guy, another pass rusher opposite Hutch. You really can't have too many, and you never know when a guy is going to go down. And in these playoff games and late in the season when you're trying to close out games, you want to come at him in waves. So there's a bunch of guys out there that if they're opposite a star like Hutchinson, they can get you some pressure. And I don't know if it's one of the Dolphins guys like Jalen Phillips, the Titans. I'm doing the Titans Sunday. You know, Draymond Jones has a sack the last three games. He's on a one-year deal. Arden Key. Obviously, the big swing would be a guy like Trey Hendrickson, you know, for the rest of the year. Because if the Bengals lose to the Bears, I'm quite sure the Bengals would be happy to save some money, and they might move on. Now, that might be too much salary to take on for the Lions, but I would guess there, assuming that they feel like they're going to get all these DBs healthy again, you know, later on in the year.
Bills and Chiefs going to be one of those spotlight games. How do you see that one going?
You know, the Bills always win the regular season game and then lose the playoff matchups. That's and the games in Buffalo, that's probably the most likely. But just watching them over the last three or four weeks, it feels like the Chiefs are clearly the better team. I mean, they're favored by 2.5 on the road. I think they should be. Right now, their offense is kind of looking really good. I mean, even with some fluky interceptions, they still move the ball very well on Monday night. That's the other thing. I mean, they're on a short week on the road at Buffalo, and they're still favored by 2.5. Meanwhile, the Bills aren't really clicking as much as they need to. You know, Ed Oliver, their best D tackle, maybe their best D lineman, just went on IR. He's got a torn pec or a torn bicep this time now. So it feels like the Chiefs are the better team. But I don't know. I mean, if I'm the Bills fan and we lose the regular season matchup, maybe I just feel like it gives me more of a chance to win the playoffs. The problem is the Bills are now in a battle for their life to just win the division against the Patriots.
He's Ross Tucker. We have him on every single week. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. Ross, we're pumped for the Lions coming out of the bye week. They got a bunch of big games coming up in the next, I don't know, 6 or 7 or so weeks. We're looking forward to it, buddy. Thanks.
It's going to be awesome. I'm in the booth when they play the Eagles for Western 1 a couple weeks Sunday night. That'll be awesome.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah, looking forward to it. Thanks, yeah. Ross.
Thanks, man.
Good.
It's 97.1.
Hey, Detroit. It's Heather here with some big news. Verizon, America's best 5G network, wants you to bring in your AT&T or T-Mobile bill, and they'll give you a better deal. If you think Verizon is expensive, well, think again. Not only does Verizon let you lock in your low price for 3 years, everyone in the family can mix and match their plans with My Plan. And everyone can get the same great phone deals when they trade in an eligible phone in any condition on My Plan. That means new and existing customers. That's more reasons to save, more reasons to switch. Bring in your AT&T or T-Mobile bill to your local Detroit Verizon store, and they'll give you a better deal. Rankings based on Root Metrics United States Root Score Report dated first half 2025. Your results may vary. Must provide a postpaid customer mobile bill dated within the past 45 days. Bill must be in the same name as the person redeeming the deal. 3-year price lock applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms apply to promotional offers. See www.verizon.com/switch-2-verizon/.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Mark Champion, Rick Mahorn. Pistons won last night against the Orlando Magic. Cade Cunningham, the headliner, 30 points, 10 assists, no turnovers, and he had 3 block shots, including a big one that led to a bucket in transition.
Yeah, and obviously, you know, second, third, fourth quarters, they outscored Orlando, which is why they won by, you know, almost 20.
Yeah, going away.
What's going on in the first quarter? Mm-hmm. Why is this team start so slow?
I don't know. I mean, their shots weren't falling for Cade really all night, and they make the adjustment, right? You go, all right, I'm going to get to the rim. I'm going to get some higher percentage looks for myself and my teammates.
Mm-hmm.
But you wish they'd settle it a little better. Yeah, I hear you.
It seems like it's taken Duncan Robinson a little while into the games before he starts firing.
Yeah, well, it's one of those things. If his jump shot's not falling, there's really no other reason for him to be on the team. Like, yeah. Teams will pick on him. They'll hunt him and his matchup on defense.
Yeah.
He's got to knock down shots. And last night he did.
Right,
not
yeah, it's
early.
4 of 6, but yeah, just not early.
I think he may have missed the first one or two. But yeah, I mean, my takeaway is we keep looking to see Cade on the ascent. Is there another gear for him? And John, I don't think this is a very good half-court basketball team, but he's going to make them a good, or at least decent, half-court basketball team with the decisions he makes with the ball.
Yeah. And it's nice to see him do it against Orlando.
Orlando's had a tough
start to their season. They're 1-4, obviously, after that game, but they made the addition of Bane.
Yeah, they're the ones that took the swing. You know, people wanted the Pistons to be aggressive this offseason. They took more of a pragmatic development from within approach. Magic went out and made the Desmond Bane trade. They got Paolo Banchero, who was outplayed by Cade Cunningham.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's a team in the East that a lot of people have, at least preseason, getting home court, having one of those top four seeds. Mm-hmm. So it's a good win for the Pistons.
We'll take it.
Absolutely will. We're going to get into the Aiden Hutchinson contract extension coming up at 8:50. We have thoughts on that extension and a question about who's next. We'll get to that after the Thursday touchdown, which is coming up at 8:35.
What's next for the Pistons?
They play next on Saturday, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's weird. Like, I realized while I'm watching them, it's changing. Like, a year ago, I put a lot of weight on individual regular season games because they were going to be defined by regular season improvement. Mm-hmm. And this year, I've tried to, and I don't think we have, flown off the handle about wins or losses early in the regular season. Right, especially without Jaden Ivey right now.
Right.
It's just kind of, all right, don't overreact to a loss. Don't overreact to a win. This team's going to have to methodically get better and play their best ball late in the season. Really, it's the evolution all of our teams have gone through except the Red Wings because they haven't made the playoffs yet. But all the other teams, it's, hey, man, steady, improvement, get better. You're young dudes. Add at the deadline, ideally, right. And then let's see what you're made of come postseason time. And it feels like the Pistons, the way I watch them now, is a lot less emphasis on individual regular season games.
Yeah.
Next game Saturday, Cooper Flagg. They're playing the Mavericks in Mexico City. I wonder who's going to be going to that game.
Yes. It's a bit of low-hanging fruit, but yes.
Come on.
Yes. Can confirm. All right. So, Pistons off to a pretty decent start here, right? You beat the Houston Rockets, you beat the Boston Celtics, you beat the Orlando Magic. You're feeling pretty good. Now, nobody's happy about what happened when they played Cleveland.
No,
but I think you take the good with the bad, and there's been more good. And again, right.
And it was a bad game all around for almost every single Detroit Piston. Yeah, but
up and down the roster,
it's also Cleveland, right? You even if you're in that game, you kind of feel like that's a game that
probably going to lose.
Yeah,
they're the best team in the East. All right, let's get to Heather with the news.
Well, here's an interesting story. Former NFL player turned analyst for Fox Sports, Mark Schlereth, has admitted to something quite nasty, I would say. He says he always pees on the floor of airplane bathrooms.
Okay, is there a little bit more explanation?
Yes, of course there is. So he was on a podcast, right, and he was asked about the one non-football thing that annoys him the most. And he basically said that it's people who don't know how to travel. Specifically those people who walk around on airplanes in flip-flops and socks. So to prove a point, he always pees on the bathroom floors.
Oh, that's why he does it?
There you have it.
Hold on. Uh-huh. Mr. Uncouth, you're going to lecture us about, like...
I thought it was going to be a matter of, like, okay, I can't fit in the bathroom.
Nope.
So it's hard to hit the target.
Nope, it's intentional.
Okay, but you can't tell people they're disgusting when you're the guy peeing on the ground.
Yeah, I'm going to show
it's
them.
It's gross. It's so gross.
You're the slob. You're the gross one.
Ew. 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 Gross.
Come on, Mark.
Well, this one's fun. Detroit Banana Ball fans are just clamoring to get tickets for the Banana Ball 2026 World Tour. In fact, we have the second most ticket drawing applications for the upcoming game at Comerica Park. So more than 171,000 submissions have been made trying to get tickets for the Comerica Park stop during the upcoming tour.
Of course.
Applications for the ticket lottery close October 31st. You've got one more day to try. So the Party Animals and Firefighters will play at Comerica Park September 18th and 19th of next year. Now, the fans that have the number one spot trying to get tickets are for Wrigley Field. They've had more than 172,000 submissions for tickets. That's where the Savannah Bananas will play the Firefighters.
Would you be interested in going?
Well, sure. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's...
Looks fun.
Yeah.
I think it'd be fun. I like going to events like that. I mean, I do enjoy going to sporting events. I wouldn't call myself a huge sports fan, but yeah,
this
for sure.
This is not a traditional...
No, I know.
No, this is all about the entertainment factor.
Yep.
Without a doubt, I would go. I think the kids would have fun. I don't know how many tickets you can get if your name is drawn.
Yeah, is it a two-ticket minimum?
There's got to be a limit, right?
Four, probably.
But I think going with the kids would be so fun. I think they'd have a blast. So overall, over 4 million fans have already joined the lottery. So a lot of people want to go, want to get tickets. And if you're drawn, obviously you can purchase tickets.
Ross Tucker would like to know if you can get 6 or 7 tickets.
Well.
Yes, I don't know. Maybe cover on one of his podcasts.
Speaking
does he have a podcast?
What is the name of that podcast?
It's got 3 of them. You got the Ross Tucker podcast, got the betting podcast, got this podcast.
I was talking to Greg Cosell the other day on the Ross Tucker podcast.
Speaking of 6'7", dictionary.com just made 6'7" its word of the year.
Of course.
It's not even a word, but it is the word of the year. So 6'7" is considered, you know, a meme, a slang, I guess like an inside joke. It's
right,
referenced.
Yeah, that means nothing.
In multiple contexts, literally doesn't mean any. There's no precise definition, but dictionary.com itself calls the term a form of brain rot.
It is.
Yes. Well described.
And it says that the word of the year is not just about popular usage. It reveals the stories we tell about ourselves and how we've changed over the year.
Yeah. I'm going to look back in 20 years and be like, what the?
What is that? Hey, I got to give a little shout out to Trunkosaurus Rex.
Oh, yeah. Saw this. Yeah.
He was just named the first ever winner of the Fat Squirrel Week competition.
Well, not congratulations. As cool as Fat Bear Week.
No,
but...
as Chunk, right? Chunk won the Fat Bear Week in Alaska, but this was kind of a spinoff of that whole thing. Fat Squirrel Week was like a lighthearted bracket challenge that looked at squirrels from 16 state parks in Texas. Mm-hmm. And Trunkosaurus Rex beat out Chunk Norris. Nutella. Yeah.
Chunk Norris. Yeah. I can't believe Chunk Norris lost.
Oh, he did. Anyway.
All right.
Fun.
That's Heather with the news. Coming up next, it's the Thursday Touchdown 97.1. All right, guys. Lions fans are well aware tickets are expensive if you want to go watch this team, but 1800 Tequila is hooking you up. 1800 Tequila is the world's most awarded tequila and a proud partner of our Detroit Lions, giving away Lions tickets to a future game. Go to 971theticket.com for details. Click on the ticket events page. Come out, enjoy some tequila, and a chance to win tickets to a future Lions game. With how expensive these tickets are, you can't miss your chance. And don't forget, make 1800 Tequila part of your game day lineup all season long. Victory never tasted so good. 1800 Tequila, proud partner of the Detroit Lions. Please drink responsibly.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, 97.1. We're going to get an Aiden Hutchinson conversation here. Some initial reactions to the deal, the payday. what it says about him, the Lions, and what's next. At the same time, in the background, we'd like to collect old man candy.
Yeah. We can't put it like that. But please specify.
Things like payday bars.
Okay. All right.
Which also relates to Aiden Hutchinson. 100 grand. Well, a little more than that for Aiden. Good and Plenty.
Good and Plenty's. Oh, puke.
Those are good.
The black licorice.
I love I love black licorice.
That's an old man. You like 100 grand
too. I like black licorice when I was 6.
Oh, gross.
You could have had the taste of an old man at 6.
Okay.
You could like the things that old men like when you were 6 years old.
Some of those things I only dreamed about at that time.
So, look, how do I step around the innuendo here? Just text in candy that you think old people like, and we'll collect those ticket texts and read those ticket texts at some point as we near Halloween.
Way to dance around it. Excellent job.
Attempted to. Didn't do a great job. It's there. At the same time, we do want to hit the big news that broke right when we got off the air yesterday. John, your first impression with the Aiden contract.
Awesome. Awesome at every level and for both sides. And it's great for the fans. Fans love Aiden Hutchinson. And do we really care what they're doing and how much they're making? We just want to see our guys out there. So fans, yes. Hey, it's awesome. For the Lions, the way that this contract is structured, when they did it, and I thought Russ did a great job of explaining, you do these now so that, the 4 years doesn't start now. It starts after his fifth year option, but you get to spread that money over 5.5 years worth of time, basically 6 years. So it works well for the Lions, and obviously it works well for Hutch because it's a record-breaking contract. It's not in terms of AAV, the average annual value, but for the guaranteed money, was $141 million guaranteed?
Most ever for a non-quarterback.
That's sweet.
And deserves every penny.
Yeah.
Deserves every single penny. Leads the NFL in pressures this year. He's going to be a double-digit sack guy. He's a terror. He plays the run. He'll play the screen game. He'll get to the quarterback. He demands doubles. He transforms the defense. Deserves every single penny. He is a homegrown, drafted, developed, and extended pillar, which is becoming the theme of the Lions. I actually think as much as this says about Hutch, the deal, he deserves it. He got his money. It says a lot about the Lions that this is who they are. A first-rate, first-class organization. Because in addition to Aiden, they've dumped about $1 billion into extensions. St. Brown, Sewell, McNeil, J-Mo, Kirby Joseph, Hutch. These are players they drafted and extended. You throw in Jared Goff. You throw in that, you got Gibbs for a fifth year and Jack Campbell for a fifth year minimum. Their core is locked up till 2028.
Yeah.
This is not we got a cliff and we got to win right now. This is going to be another 3 years where they're chugging along with studs on both sides of the ball at critical positions, right? Quarterback, pass rush, pass catcher,
O-line,
pass blocker. They have studs at all the key anchor spots for years to come. This is Brad Holmes has done an amazing job.
Yes, to this point. And now the question is, he has to continue to draft well because you're paying nearly $1 billion to a handful of players over the next 4 or 5 years. You've committed a lot of the salary cap to these guys. You're going to have to draft well because those drafted players aren't going to be making as much, but you've got to be able to draft good players, get good production out of them so that they're the next wave of guys that are getting paid while the original set is being paid.
And again, when you get the deals done early, in addition to being able to spread it out over multiple years with the fifth year option, you also get the discount today as if you waited till the final days of their contract.
Right.
So by getting these done early, you can fit more of them. I question, can you keep everybody? The answer is probably not, but you can get more of them under the cap sheet
if you're spread
early.
It out.
Extra years early, the cap goes up, you lock them in at a good rate today, and then you can spread the money around. And you can restructure. Like, they're going to have to restructure Goff at some point. I think next year will be the year to do it. John, they have done a great job of alternating when the cap hits and doing everything they can to keep as many of these guys together as long as they can.
And by doing it early, you also feel like, okay, you're not going to have those wasted years on the end of the contract, and you're not paying for them for things that they've already done because you're paying them while they're doing it.
Yeah.
And so it's you know, you see some of these bloated contracts, especially in free agency, where you're kind of paying for the performance that they've already had and hoping that they have those performances, whereas it's your own guys and you do it early. Now you're paying for the prime years and you're not extending them too far out.
Who's next? So clearly we'll shift focus to the next draft, which is a great draft.
Mm-hmm.
In the offseason, you're going to have Jack Campbell, Jahmyr Gibbs, Brian Branch, and Sam Laporta all eligible for extensions.
So the just in terms of guys that have 2 years left on their deal versus guys that only have 1 year left on their deal, going into their final year of their contract, that's Sam Laporta, Brian Branch. I think that the sense of urgency will be more for those two guys. But I think maybe the most important of those four is probably Jack Campbell. And so you take into account, okay, how much is it going to cost? What's the risk involved of paying those guys? And obviously the biggest risk is Jahmyr Gibbs. Not because he may be the best producer out of those, but as we know, running backs have a shelf life. We don't know. His might be 10 years, might be 12 years. But for his style, in terms of shiftiness, quickness, explosiveness, change of direction, all those different things, age matters. And also injuries matter. If he has a knee, then, I mean, he has two of them, but if he has a knee injury.
I wasn't going to make the smart-ass
yes,
comment.
Yes, I know. I thought it. Yeah. Then all of a sudden, when he comes back, is he losing his superpower? Whereas Hutch, okay, he has a terrible injury, but he doesn't lose his superpower.
Right. So if you had to rank the four, because again, everybody wants to keep all of them, but rank the four. I like Jack Campbell as the number one of this list. He is okay. The green dot. He is the captain. Anzalone is on the last year that he'll be in Detroit, right? Campbell has taken a big step forward. Jack Campbell, they say it's his defense, and he has taken ownership. The instincts, the closing speed, he is having a Pro Bowl, an all-pro season. Jack Campbell, to me, would be the number one of that list.
Yeah, Jack Campbell, and then I would probably go Brian Branch.
Because he's just such a valuable, versatile piece on this defense.
Well, and let's just say you don't have a Brian Branch, or you don't, if you're picking between Branch and Laporta, is it more difficult to find somebody that can do at the level of Brian Branch, or is it more difficult to find a tight end that maybe can't do what Laporta can do, but between two guys, you can make one Laporta?
Yeah, I'd have Branch ahead of Laporta. And it's tough. Like, we just had Dan Campbell on, and the guy that Dan Campbell singled out as
Laporta
having a year-over-year leap was Laporta. And it doesn't always show up in the numbers because of all the things they ask him to do in this offense as a tight end. But I remember before they drafted Sam Laporta, didn't they get a ton of production out of a bunch of no-name tight ends? Didn't they set, I believe at the time, a franchise record for the most touchdown catches among a tight end group before they added Sam Laporta?
Yeah.
So again, it's not a knock on him, but I'd move him down. The Gibbs one is the toughest to figure out because the league has valued running backs more the last few seasons. And the run game is such a big part of who the Lions' identity has become on offense.
Yeah.
And I don't know. Can guys play till they're in their late 20s now when you look at Derrick Henry and Saquon Barkley and some of these other running backs that are at the top of the league?
And Saquon Barkley has had injuries.
Yeah. 248-539-9797. We want to know from you guys your reaction to the Aiden extension. I can't imagine anybody has anything
negative to say.
No, I mean, this is a slam dunk, no-brainer. It says a lot about the Lions that they continue to get moves like this done. And we want to know who's next. It's 97.1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.